Test 72, Section 2, Question 15. Here we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And it says, among the many temptations of the digital age, manipulation of photographs is particularly troublesome for science. So, okay, it's, you know, big problem, people can manipulate photographs. Recently, a journal of cell biology began using a software tool to examine digital images along with articles for publication. So they start looking at articles and this technology. It discovered that dozens of authors had submitted digital images that had been manipulated in ways that violated their guidelines. So a bunch of people were photoshopping their pictures, and dozens of them did that. Clearly, scientific fraud is a widespread problem among authors submitting to that journal. Okay, so the conclusion of this is that scientific fraud is a widespread problem. Now, the thing that we have here is that we've got something new in the conclusion that didn't show up anywhere in the passage, and that's scientific fraud. So we are assuming that the manipulation of digital images constitutes scientific fraud. And so we look at these answers to see if we get that, and it could be something else, but that's what I would kind of key in on first. Scientists who submitted manipulated images were aware that they used software to examine. We don't have to assume that they were aware of that. Journal requires that all articles include digital images. We don't have to assume that they require that. Scientific fraud is possible in the field of cell biology only if it's documented with digital images. No, it's too strong. We don't have to assume that's the only way you can have scientific fraud. D, many of the scientists who submitted articles with manipulated images did so in order to misrepresent the images information conveyed. Maybe. I'll hold on to it. Scientific fraud is a widespread problem only among scientists who submit articles to journals of cell biology. We don't have to assume that's the only place. So D's our correct answer. We're assuming that they had to have done so to try and misrepresent it. Otherwise, it doesn't constitute scientific fraud, and therefore it wouldn't really fit the conclusion that scientific fraud is widespread. So D is the correct answer. It links the scientific fraud to manipulation of images. So therefore, we'll take that and go.